And now let's look in on our genial friend and good host, Dr. Watson. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Bartell. Punctual to the minute, as usual.
Never keep a doctor waiting, I always say. Particularly Dr. Watson.
Draw up a chair, my boy.
Thank you.
That's it.
All ready to tell us the Sherlock Holmes adventure of the Speckled Band, Doctor?
Yes, I'm all ready, Mr. Bartell.
Say, Doctor, just what does a speckled band mean?
You wait until I've told you the story, young fellow, my lad. You find out for yourself.
Sorry. The floor is all yours, Doctor.
The adventure of the speckled band began on a rainy April morning in 1883. An urgent call from one of my patients had kept me up most of the night before, and in consequence, I came down to my breakfast rather later than usual to find that Holmes had already left our house some hours earlier. As I sat there reading the morning paper and consuming my two lightly boiled eggs, there was a knock at the door. It opened to disclose a typical example of the British working man, a bag of tools in one hand and a grimy cap in the other, as he spoke to me from the doorway.
You sent for me, Mr. Holmes?
I'm not, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, beg your pardon, Governor. But I've come to mend the gas bracket over the mantelpiece.
Oh? What's wrong with it?
I've got a leak in it.
Oh, leak? Well, get along with your work.
Yes, sir. Hope I won't be disturbing you,
no,
sir.
No, that's all right, my man. Don't mind me.
Oh, dear. Very untidy man, Mr. Holmes, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you can't help noticing the mess this room's in. I've heard say he was as tidy as anyone he started. But he learned bad habits from a bloke what lived with him. Dr. Watson, I think his name is.
You impertinent fellow. How dare you talk to me like that? I've got a good... where does he go to? Here. You come out of there. That's Mr. Holmes's room.
Don't be angry with me, Watson. Just slipping out of these grimy rags into a dressing gown.
Good gracious me. So was you, Holmes. Well, upon my soul, I'd never recognized you. But why the disguise?
A case, my dear Watson, a case. One of those small problems which a trusting public occasionally confides to my investigation. To the British workman, old chap, all doors are open. His costume is unostentatious and his habits are sociable. Tool bag is an excellent passport and a tawny moustache will secure the cooperation of maids.
But what's the case, Holmes?
Well, modest little drama of life in the kitchen, one of those seemingly inconsequential affairs, and yet, Watson, the honor of a duchess is at stake.
Duchess?
A mad world, my masters, a mad world. Ah, now I feel a little more comfortable. Let's return to the sitting room, shall we? A strong cup of tea would be just acceptable.
Oh, I wish you'd tell me about the Duchess and life in the kitchen, Holmes.
Some other time, old fellow, some other time. At the moment, suppose you tell me what you know about Miss Helen Stoner. I received a letter from her this morning in which she informed me that she would be calling here at 11, and also that she was a friend of yours.
Helen Stoner? Oh, yes. A charming girl indeed.
Then pour me a cup of tea, Watson, and tell me about her.
Well, I befriended her at the time of the tragic death of her sister 2 years ago. I told you about the case, don't you remember? The sudden death of Violet Stoner at an old house in Stoke Moran?
Oh, yes. It all comes back to me now. There was an inquest, wasn't there, with a string of stupid, ineffective witnesses.
I was one of them.
Oh, I'm sorry, old fellow. Then you were the exception, of course. Wait a minute. Let me see. I docketed the evidence on the case. Where is it? My scrapbook. Ah, here we are. Let me see. Yes, S. Salisbury Hatchet Murder, Lord St. Simon. Here we are. Stoke Moran. Yes, I remember the affair well now. The villain of the piece was Dr. Grimsby Roylott, wasn't he?
Yes, a dreadful fellow. He's the stepfather of the two girls. Violet, the one that died so mysteriously. Helen, the one who's coming here to see you.
Dr. Roylott has a pretty record. 55 years of age, killed his kit Magan, India, once in an insane asylum, married money, wife died, distinguished surgeon. Well, Watson, I wonder what the distinguished surgeon has been up to now.